Anyways, oh, I know what I want to do. I just want to say thanks to all the podcasters out there who are putting out a little more content. You know, of course, we got that that big fatty who does one every day, and Adam Burns who does one every day. And that's wonderful and super, and I've never appreciated both of them more than I do right now, because it is just, can't tell you how comforting it is to have familiar voices in my ear holes. And I'm, you know, I'm like you in that way. And remember, before I was a podcaster, I was a podcast listener even longer. So, yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't tell you how comforting it is to have that Big Fatty in my holes.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Frat One, and this is episode 3175 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of April, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and we're just going to catch up on some different things. Big Fatty, in other words, it's going to be a train wreck. Big Fatty, what's wrong, my boys? Hello, Humpas. Big Fatty, that's the one thing nobody's doing. Well, you know, you're right. There's social distancing is not good for the humpity bumpity or the bobo honking, Big Fatty. y'all, yeah. Big Fatty, what the hell's wrong with you? Y'all, I'll tell you all about it when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty! I just decided I'm just going to mix up the music and you know, just play something that makes me happy. Yes, Big Fatty, that's the calm, happy music as opposed to the regular happy music. It's true, and there was going to be other music too. Big Fatty, you're just throwing caution to the wind. Big Fatty, what's wrong with my voice? I don't know. Throwing caution to the wind. Y'all, let's just see. Yesterday, y'all, it was an interesting afternoon. I finished recording. Y'all, I ate like at 3:30 in the afternoon. I was hungry. And so I had a package of that mashed cauliflower, and I had some more of my cheeseburger pie, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious, and but y'all, that's too early to eat, Big Fatty, because y'all, I got hungry again later on in the evening. But anyway, y'all, after all that, I was watching a little bit of the news and everything, and then I decided I was going to head on out for my nipple walk, and for my afternoon nipple walk. Y'all, I got almost, let's just see how many steps I got yesterday. Big Fatty, I got 15,153. Oh, and And so I was real pleased with that. But y'all, while I was out on my nipple walk, y'all, I got a testimonium from young Nicholas. From young Nicholas saying, I know this is a long shot, but do you mind if I stop by? I said, come on. Because, you know, I've been self-isolating. And, I think that, you know, y'all, I'm probably being, nervous Nelly. Big Fatty, you mean like a nervy Big Ricky? Like a nervy Big Ricky. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, with all this, but y'all, it scares me a little bit. I don't want to say scare because that's not quite right, but I'd rather err on the side of caution. But anyway, young Nicholas stopped by and we kept our social distancing and, but y'all, we had a cocktail and just kind of chitter-chatted a little bit. And, then what happened? Y'all, he left and I don't know what else I did. I don't think I did anything. Oh, the trash came on too, I say, Tuesday. So Monday night I had to push the trash out. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, then it was just a horrible. It was a horrible night's sleep. Can't blame it on Whitman Tinker, though. Y'all, it's, again, we're right in that weather period where it's too hot, it's not cold enough, and it's not hot enough, and it's just awful. And y'all, I had a little GERD. I don't know what that was from, but I had to get up and take an Alka-Seltzer. Big Freddy, you're just falling to pieces. And, but y'all, once I did go to sleep, I slept very well. Yes, McVitie. And, didn't get out of the love chamber until about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was a sloth. I was a sloth. And, got up and y'all fixed me a little ham and cheese sandwich for my brufkus and had my coffee. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, it's getting hot. It's getting hot and humid. And, y'all, I was sweating like a Vera in church. Big Fatty! Y'all, there was a little bit of a breeze blowing, but y'all, I was glad when it was over. I was glad when it was over, and y'all, I went and sat on the porch here at the villa and had me a glass of ice water and some little half pop popcorn little snacks, and I just cooled down and relaxed a little bit, and it was lovely. It was just lovely. And, y'all, then I got my shirt, and Big Fatty, you really don't do shit all day long. I don't. And, y'all, then I sat down, in my chair, not the special one, no, not the special one, sat down in my chair, and I was, just, looking at the Twitty and everything, and y'all, I would love to just go lay down right now. And I said, no, if I go lay down, I won't be able to sleep well tonight. Y'all, I kept falling asleep in the chair. But y'all, it would only be for about 2 minutes. And then I'd wake myself up. Yes, Big Fatty, is that snoring? Oh, well, maybe that was it. And, but y'all, it was comforting. It was comforting to do that. And now, y'all, here I am recording the little show. Big Fatty, do you mind if we wake everybody else up? Because that was a snooze fest. Yes. Y'all, a little bit of sad news to pass along, and many of you may have seen this, but Midwest Matt, you know, he does that Midwest Matt little show. Y'all, his kitty cat passed away on Monday, and I think it was unexpected. I don't think the kitty cat had been sick or anything, but y'all, it was just something that was just odd and anyway. But I know he's grieving a bit, so y'all. Send a hug to Midwest Matt. He's on the Twitty, just tell him you're thinking about him. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Midwest Matt. Y'all, do you recognize that music? Yes, me Betty. Y'all, that is the music for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Big Betty, is that your final answer? It's my final answer. Y'all, it was a quiz program that was based on a British show by the same name. It's been running since 1999, so for more than 20 years, all over the world and everything. The U.S. version premiered here in 1999, and maybe that's the U.S. version anyway, but... and it's been in syndication and all this kind of stuff, but y'all, tonight, Wednesday night, the 8th of April, it's coming back. It is coming back because they're having a special run of it. It's going to be 8 episodes, and it's going to be with celebrities. And y'all, that Jimmy Kimmel is gonna host it. So y'all, it comes on at 10 p.m. in the evening, Eastern. So y'all set your VRCs and get ready to phone a friend. Big Fatty, you sure are starting the natter music early. I am, and I don't know why, because I really don't have a whole lot to natter about. Y'all, I am going to go through the e-letters here and just see what I've got here that I'd like to chitter-chat about. Y'all, I got something. Got notice that the Lesbiterian delivery service is going to be bringing me a package. When are they delivering it? It's coming today, the 8th. Big Freddy, I wonder what it is. I don't know, because I don't, y'all, I don't remember ordering anything. But I got nothing. I got nothing. Y'all, somebody, I don't remember who it was, but somebody posted on the Twitty that says, oh, here are the new Easter baskets for 2020. And y'all, it's a basket, and it's got, you know, the cellophane and a big ribbon on it and everything. And inside it is a 24-roll pack of paper towels, Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer, and Lysol disinfectant. Big Freddy, can we get two of those? Visible contents only. But y'all, I thought that was funny. I just thought that was a kerfuffle. Yo, Dr. Stone posted over there at the BFO that he thought it was that I had a keen eye for noticing that change in the Toyota advertisement. He says that he's you know, at his Shake Shack that he works at, Big Fatty, I thought that's a hamburger place. Well, not the Shake Shack, but I don't know where he works now. But y'all, evidently they do stuff with advertising, and He says that they had to go back and redo a lot of the advertising and take out gatherings of people and make it look more, you know, social distancing and things like that. And he also said, oh, and thank you so much for playing One Sharding Moment. And y'all, I just thought that was funny. And y'all, I think that that Mike from Gayish is probably going to have to recreate the words to One Shining Moment redo it to One Sharding Moment for a short week next year. Don't you think that'd be a good idea? Big fan, I think it'd be lovely. Just lovely. Let's see, what else have I got here? y'all, Princess Hannah sent me a recipe recommendation. are you gonna play the music? Y'all, it's the secret to the perfect bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich isn't the ingredients. What? Huh? And it's not the what is it then? I don't know. I don't know what this is. Okay, 6 slices of bacon, 4 large eggs, salt and pepper, 2 Kaiser rolls, butter, shredded sharp cheese, and sharp white cheese, tomato slices, hot sauce. Yeah, I got nothing. I got nothing. Princess Hama, thank you so much for that, but it didn't make any sense. y'all, by the way, the Bonzies, they're getting lazy. The coupon for this week is the same as last week, and since they'll be closed on Easter Sunday, they're just saying no, we are not doing a separate ad this week. Y'all, I got a post over there at the BFO in response to Veda's thing yesterday. It says, I had something happen at the Walmart similar to Veda, overcharged on an item and they didn't want to fix the problem. Well, I got a shopping cart, took everything out of the car, carried it right back to the service desk and said, I want a refund. Now, this was a shopping cart full of stuff, and this was back in the day when they had to rescan each item, punching in multiple buttons to log it back into inventory. It took them about 30 minutes, but I got my money back, and it was only about a $30 overcharge, but I'll waste time on principle. Went to another store to buy my groceries. Be funny! well, that was the Walmart. You know, that would not happen. At the Von Z's. No, big fatty, you get the Von Z's promise. If it rings up wrong, they give it to you for free. And y'all, I think that is pretty much all I got to talk about today. Big fatty, what a waste of 20 minutes. Well, you can't just limit it to today. I mean, it's really, yeah, oh, yes, big fatty, lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, you know, they can't all be gems. Big Fatty, let me know when we finally have a gem. Okay. Y'all, don't forget Survivor and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Is that your final answer tonight? Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Stinkpot. And y'all, he is, you know, he's playing in his sandbox. That sounds vulgar. And Stinkpot, what is getting you through all of this social distancing these days?
Can't tell you how comforting it is to have that big fatty in my holes.
You can do that and be 6 feet away?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.